Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Your Honor appears learned, expert, and intelligent in every way. You can speak very well, saying things that are pleasing to the heart. You see the people in general are engaged in fruitive activities, yet you are lying here inactive. Prahlada Maharaj studied the bodily features of the saintly person, and through the saint's physiognomy, Prahlada Maharaj could understand that he was intelligent and expert, although he was lying down and not doing anything. Prahlad was naturally inquisitive about why he was lying there inactive. I guess we should repeat the translation together. If you can kindly repeat after me. Your Honor appears learned. Expert and intelligent in every way. You can speak very well, saying things that are pleasing to the heart. You see that people in general are engaged in fruitive activities, yet you are lying here inactive. Omagyana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha mukham karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatamaham bande shri gurun dinatarinam. This is a very short purport, and sometimes it's a bit daunting to speak on short purports like that, because we usually try to clinch to Srila Prabhupada and depend on him for what we're saying. I will try to follow the same principle. There's very little actually to draw here, as it may appear from first look, but actually the Krishna consciousness philosophy is very deep, and we can ponder over a single sentence of Srila Prabhupada's teachings for a long time and draw a lot of various valuable conclusions. So the story that we're discussing here occurred many, many thousands and perhaps even millions of years ago. But the instructions that we receive are so precious that we're hearing about the same topics now in this time. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of instructions that are meant to help one cross over the ocean of material existence. And the lessons that we receive from the Srimad Bhagavatam are very, very precious. This section that we're discussing now looks at the account which took place as I said, many years ago. And here Prahlada Maharaj is meeting with one saintly person. Now, Prahlada Maharaj, as you remember, was a Vaishnava since his very birth, and from a very young age he was engaged in devotional service, and he is the one who spoke that famous verse that one should perform devotional service for tender age. Kaumarat acharit pragyo bhagavat dharma bhagavatamiha. Thank you, Prabhu. So he was a perfect example of that himself. He did not only preach by speaking, but he exemplified what he was preaching about. So Prahlad Maharaj later on became, he inherited the throne of his father and became king, but he did not lose his focus on devotional service. And in this specific account, he wanted to enlighten his intimate associates. So they started touring all over the universe. Well, apparently they were very powerful if they could go in different places in the universe. We're pretty much stuck in on this planet, although sometimes we fake that humans have gone to the moon. But in those times, universal interplanetary travel was something normal. So they were traveling like that, touring and meeting different saintly persons. And in this particular account, they are meeting one person, saintly person, as we understand from the descriptions of Srimad Bhagavatam, who was not very easy to recognize. Why did Prahlad Maharaj take his associates to various saintly persons? Because association with saintly persons is the most precious thing. There's a very famous shloka from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing Sanatana Goswami about the glories of devotional service, and he also wanted to instruct him on the different types of devotees. So he spoke this verse, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sandha, Sarva Shastra Kaya, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Kaya. And Prabhupada gives a very short purport to this verse. He only says, how much does Lava Matra equal to? He says, one Lava equals to 1/11th of a second. So if you can associate with a Vaishnava, with a saintly person, for even 1/11th of a second, how much is a second? 0, 1. That's 1 second. This period. 0, 1. And for 1/11th of that time span, if you can associate with Vaishnava, with a pure devotee, you will get all perfection. Sarva Siddhi. It's incredible even to think about it. Now, the question comes. Well, we have associated with many Vaishnavas in our short career of Krishna consciousness. Some of you have been around for decades, 1, 2, maybe 3 decades. So, have we attained all perfection? All kinds of perfections and like that. Have we attained Sarva Siddhi? I don't know. Everyone has to say for themselves, but to recognize a saintly person that's being described here is not a cheap thing. What appears from this purport that Prabhupada's writing here is that Prahlad Maharaj, he could understand the sage's qualities, characteristics, just by looking at him. Well, in the previous verse it was discussed that that saintly person was a little bit out of shape. He looked like a Vishayi. Vishayi means someone who enjoys the senses. He engages in sense gratification, and because of that, he becomes fat. And Prahlad Maharaj did inquire from him, how comes, you know, you look like this? The saintly person, although he looked fat and like someone who's totally engrossed in sense gratification, Prahlad Maharaj could ascertain from his physiognomy, as Prabhupada points out, that he was actually very expert and intelligent. And he could speak very pleasing words. Now, generally, we do that in our daily life. We judge people by how they appear externally. We have an interesting saying in Bulgarian. It goes like that in English. You greet someone, or you meet him, by how he appears externally, by his dress, and you see him off by his mind. Means after you've actually been able to encounter what his thinking is, what his thoughts are. Which has an interesting significance, because the initial impressions that we get of people can be very deceiving. This is an English saying, now to bring the balance, we're in England. People say that looks can be deceiving, right? And very often they are. In the previous ages, the human beings, people were much more qualified, and they had knowledge which is not available nowadays, or has been forgotten. One of the knowledge that people had was the ability to study the external features of someone, of a person, and being able to draw a lot of conclusions of who they are, what they are, what their qualities are, etc., etc. This has been very much lost. We oftentimes depend on our intuition. When we see someone, we can say, well, I can see that, I can feel, not even see, I can feel that he's got good vibes, right? Sometimes people say that, New Age kind of expression, he's got a very good vibe. Yeah, we get an impression of someone's character and personality by being exposed to their association. But in the case of Prahlad Maharaj, as we can see in the next few verses, it wasn't just material kind of science or knowledge that he could ascertain the sage's qualities. He actually could understand the position of that sage because Krishna inspired him from within. Krishna gave him the knowledge from within his heart. So in other words, in order for someone to understand who is who and what one's spiritual position is, they must be situated themselves on a higher platform. There's another saying, in maybe it's American one, I think. It takes one to know one. It's in English anyway. So, which means that, just a trivial example to give, to know who is a good footballer, you have to be practicing football yourself. You cannot know who plays football well unless you know what it means to play football well. So, like that, in devotional service as well. It takes a saintly person, and the more saintly one is, the more one can appreciate the saintliness in others. This is what my spiritual master said in a class. It's the same principle. It takes one to know one. So, what are we to do? Because we, in the nectar of instruction, in the verse number 6, if you recall, Rupa Goswami describes the danger of judging Vaishnavas by their appearance, external appearance. If they have some defects, like physical defects, if they may limp or something. Or he also describes that it's not good to look at Vaishnava's past. So, when we meet someone, we naturally judge them by how they appear. And of course, later on, when we have a conversation, we can even judge them further. But sometimes, it's very difficult to actually be able to ascertain, actually not sometimes, always, what is the condition of the heart of someone, which is something very difficult. This can only be done by someone who has entry to the hearts of others by the mercy of Paramatma, who is in the heart of everyone. So, the Kanishtha Adhikari has a tendency to basically not recognize the Vaishnavas and not give them proper respect. I wanted to read one interesting shloka, which also appears in the conversations between Lord Chaitanya and Sanatana Goswami. And it is from the Srimad Bhagavatam as well, the instructions of the Navo Yogendras to Maharaj Nimi. The verse goes like this. A Prakrita Bhakta, or materialistic devotee, does not purposefully study the Shastra and try to understand the actual standard of pure devotional service. Consequently, he does not show proper respect to advanced devotees. He may, however, follow the regulative principles learned from the spiritual master, from his spiritual master, or from his family who worships the deity. He is to be considered on the material platform, although he is trying to advance in devotional service. Such a person is a bhakta praya, or neophyte devotee, or bhakta bhasa, for he is a little enlightened by Vaishnava philosophy. So from this verse, it becomes evident that understanding the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, Vaishnavism, is very important. I came to the conclusion that for someone to be able to recognize how to offer proper respect to Vaishnavas, they must be well versed in the Shastric teachings, in the teachings of the Vedas. And that's why it's so important in our lives to actually go deep, and as it said in this verse, we have to purposefully study the Shastra and try to understand the actual standard of pure devotional service. It's not enough just to worship the deities or to follow regulative principles. That's important, but it's not enough. It's not sufficient. We have to also go deeper in our understanding of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And I believe that losing that focus on hearing, on engaging in the process of Shravanam Kirtanam, is the main reason why devotees fall down and why devotees have difficulties in their spiritual practice, is because their focus on the teachings of the Vedas, on the purpose of Krishna consciousness, of devotional service, is lost. You know, it's like that. If you do something and you don't know why you're doing it, eventually you're going to stop doing it. And in many cases, that's what happens in the Hindu families. Please, no one take offense, but in many Hindu families, people follow tradition. They follow what's been done by generation after generation of their forefathers, or their ancestry. And at one point they may lose track of why they're doing things. They just do things because it has to be done. But that's not satisfying to the younger generation. And we have seen that in the case of families of Vaishnavas from Gujarat, many times the relatives ask their children to do certain things, but the children revolt. They say, no, I don't want to follow it. And if they ask the parents, why do you want me to do that? Parents have no answers. And then children don't want to follow. Then what happens is, when those same young people come to the temple and get their answers, we tell them why we do certain things, then they become enlightened and they take up to the process of devotional service in a much more powerful way than their own parents. They become Vaishnavas. And then they drag their parents to the temple and teach them how to do things properly as well. It's an amazing phenomena, but it does happen often. Young people become inspired. So we must go deep in our understanding of Shastra, and we have to always know why we're doing things. That means we have to remind ourselves, and that's the reason why there's these regular programs, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada wanted to create that, sometimes called sandwich. In the morning, you know, sandwich is two pieces of bread, and in between there's some kind of filling. So the sandwich is like this: Srimad Bhagavatam in the morning, then during the day service, which is very nice, very palatable and all that, and on top you put Bhagavad Gita, and that completes the sandwich. So we have to hear daily from Srimad Bhagavatam and from Bhagavad Gita, and always remember why we're doing things, else we would stop doing things, and gradually things will drop out. Like, we do things, and you know, sometimes you need to encourage yourselves, you know, because performing devotional service requires sometimes austerity and tapasya. And unless you remember why you're doing things, you may think, oh, I don't want to do this, it's too much. I would rather do something more easy, like that. So the study of Shastra is necessary, and if someone's advanced in spiritual practice, then they can come to the stage of being able to recognize the saintliness in others. So by engaging in the process of studying Shastra and following the principles as they're left by the previous acharyas, we become eligible to recognize and properly respect Vaishnavas. This is the platform of Madhyam. And when we advance even further, we come to the stage of being able to offer respects to everyone, not just to Vaishnavas, but because we will only see Vaishnavas anyway, when we come to that stage. So Prahlad Maharaj is taking the time to show his followers that although one may appear as a sense gratifier externally, he nevertheless can be situated on the topmost platform of transcendence. And that's the case of this saintly person. Although he externally appeared to be very materialistic, he was very extremely elevated person. And that comes through in the later verses where he starts to speak. It's incredible how much respect he has and knowledge of the scriptures, etc., etc. So I thought that as a conclusion to our discussion today, or to my presentation, is we have to have a daily routine of associating with the scriptures by studying Srila Prabhupada's books and by exposing ourselves to the association of so many saintly persons that are described on the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because the process of hearing is so powerful that just by hearing attentively with the proper humility and proper attitude, proper state of heart, we can actually experience the same benefit that is experienced by those who are meeting with that saintly person. Prabhupada once said that during Gaura Arati, he asked his disciples, "Did you see?" After the Gaura Arati, "Did you see?" And they're wondering, what are we supposed to see? There were all the demigods were there during the Gaura Arati. And it's said in the song itself, Brahma, Shiva, Narada, they all come. So like that, when you engage in the process of glorification and when you engage in hearing the scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, you come in direct association with those saintly persons who are giving their instructions. So that's why every day, religiously, we need to follow that practice of connecting ourselves with those saintly persons. And then miracles are possible. Our hearts can be purified, no matter how incredible that may sound. Even such people who come from very impious backgrounds are like ourselves. I can speak about myself at least. We have a chance to make progress in devotional life, in spiritual life. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Gornitai Ki Jai. Okay, the curtains is open, and this is a sign that we should continue our discussion by allowing you to share your thoughts on what we've been discussing today. I'm sure some of you have some thoughts to share. Perhaps on that same subject, if possible. And if someone may have a question as well,